Thank you, Mark, for the introduction, and good morning to everyone. As I record this thought for the day, it's Tuesday the 23rd of March 2021, exactly 1 year on since the first lockdown was announced last spring. I don't think I'll ever forget those shocking words spoken to the nation by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home. It was a bewildering and scary time, and though the weather was warm for months, schools shut, markets tumbled, sickness and mortality skyrocketed, and since that time around 120,000 people have died in the UK alone related to COVID. Although we give thanks for the vaccines and the remarkable work of the NHS, we're not out of the woods yet, as neighbouring countries face a third wave. Today, Tuesday, has been called a day of reflection, and by the time you hear this message on Wednesday morning, you may well have taken part in a minute's silence at midday, and you may well have stood on your doorsteps at 8 p.m. to mark the occasion with your neighbours. Where do we turn when great tragedies happen? There's an extraordinary book in the Old Testament, little known, and tucked in next to the book of Jeremiah, called Lamentations. Lamentations, you might like to look it up sometime. The word means tears. It's a short book with 5 chapters, and it speaks of the absolute carnage of suffering and loss faced by the Jewish people when their city was ransacked and burned to the ground in 587 BC. Even though it was written so many years ago, it speaks with great clarity and relevance to our day to day. And what's remarkable about this book is that every first letter of each sentence is carefully put in alphabetical order in each chapter, giving a sense of ordered reflection in the middle of devastation. Truly very appropriate words for a day of reflection. Right at the centre of the book, in the middle of the middle poem, we find these words of hope, which I will close with now. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 24, in which the writer looks to God and to his great love in the face of tragedy and loss. And at this time of reflection, may I encourage you also, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, to turn to him and do likewise. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 24. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Thank you so much for listening.